This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Lessons. It's all about being an educated idiot. Seriously. I am Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Welcome back to what I refer to as the Hour of Sanity. I hope, well, actually, it'll, some of the stories I do will drive you insane, I'm sure. So I thought I'd do at least one, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'll do one feel-good story. How's that? And it's not because I'm a feel-good kind of guy either. Because I tell you, I'm not a feel-good kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? But I do like some of these stories. I get a kick out of them. And I don't know. I would like to believe, I'll put it this way, that my character is such that I would definitely return money that I found under certain circumstances. Yeah, let's make, I don't want that one. Where did it go? I said, you know, that's what I get for switching screens. You know what I mean? But apparently we had earlier, somebody found $187,000. Come on, where is that? See, now it's bothering me because I'm not that stupid. All right, let me see. They have to rewrite this. Yeah, good for them. Then there's the New Jersey boys. No, forget them. I'm not interested in that one. Don't care about Jimmy Kimmel, right? Boy, you got to see all the stories I got for you tonight. Yeah, I guess I'll get back to that one. Where's my Dunkin' Donuts story? Since Kim's coming on, Kimberly's coming on in a few minutes. She loves Dunkin' Donuts, but she may never eat there again after I tell her this story, right? So you got Dunkin' Donuts, which was it was a place I grew up. I grew up there. You couldn't. You didn't go past one. Whether it was their soup. I mean, I remember them having soup at one point in time. They had donuts. They have coffee. Although I'm not a big Dunkin' Donuts coffee type of person. Anyhow, the Dunkin' Donuts on video camera, right? They had a worker caught dropping donuts on the floor. I mean, that in and of itself, for my Catholic friends, you know, that's a mortal sin, right? Dropping Dunkin' Donuts on the floor. But on top of that, then they took them and they put them back up on the shelf. Now, Dunkin' Donuts hasn't called back the sources, right? They've seen the video. And a location shows a worker dropping a tray of pastries on the floor, picking them up and putting them back out to service. Now, the video, which was originally recorded and posted in November by a former employee, is now viral. It's got over 100,000 views on it. Here's the manager of Dunkin' Donuts in Mendon, dropping an entire tray of fresh donuts. Now, think about something. Here, I want to get you sick. Right? You know, people are walking on that floor all day long. There's all kinds of stuff walking on that floor all day long or being dropped on that floor. You know, you don't buy donuts. Somebody in San Francisco, Kimberly, says she didn't buy donuts. Give me a break. At some point in time, you must buy a donut. And the result, listen, I would normally agree that when it comes to donuts, there really is no 3-second rule. It's like they could be sitting there all afternoon. I would have eaten them anyway. But this is disgusting. She picked them all up, put them back on the tray, and then put them out to serve. It's a whole bunch of people out there eating these donuts and you know, enjoying them to no end, obviously. But, all right, so should I talk about my Burger King story? Remember that one? When I was, you know, I worked at Burger King when I actually had the Burger King on the sign. Do you remember that? Some of you remember that. Bunch of cowards. I wasn't going to say anything. Anyway, the long and short of it was, in those days, we had big windows so you could see people cooking. So the big glass window of the dining room. And I will say some unscrupulous employees used to kill flies. Well, actually, they would die anyway. Idiots would fly into the glass and they would die right there on the windowsill. And some of the employees would gather up the flies and put them between the hamburger and the cheese. And specially mark the package. And they would only do it with people eating in-house so they could watch those people enjoy that hamburger. It added an extra flavor, a little extra pizzazz, if you would. But anyhow, happens all the time. It's always, always, always these fast food joints. Anyway, back to the donut debacle. Flurry says that he brought the issue to the attention of the franchise owners and the store management, but the higher-ups dismissed it as no big deal. People eat donuts off the floor all the time. Though the clip does fast-forward through a portion of the surveillance footage, leading many online to question the clip's authenticity, Dunkin' Donuts confirmed the video shows a real incident that occurred. Now, the store location is Mendham, Massachusetts. And so just don't eat there. You know, really, you got... Yes, right. You got teenagers working there. What do you expect? They went on to say that we are aware of the video. We take matters like this very seriously. The action seen in the video at the franchise Dunkin' Donuts restaurant are absolutely inconsistent with our strict safety rules. And that's according to the franchisee. Upon hearing this incident in November 2015, he investigated the matter and met with the employee to discuss the fact that the donuts should not have been really... You had to explain this to an employee... Right? Nobody? Are you serious? Is there actually a human being out there that thinks it's okay to drop food on the floor, pick it up, and then serve it out to people again? I don't know about that.
And she's picking them up with a piece of paper.
So and she's, oh, well, there you go. She's pick. Well, that's right. She didn't want to make it dirty with her hands. She didn't want to get her hand stuff on there. I'm just amazed. Hey, Boston, well, this is what makes it really interesting. I'll talk to Kimberly about this when she comes on. A Boston cabbie returned a whole bunch of money. And this is even shocking to me because I grew up there. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I believe Kimberly's joining us right after the break. We'll be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So here's how it goes, okay? I've asked Kimberly Morin to join me, as I do from time to time, and I'm going to have we'll have a good time, I hope, or I believe. Right, Kimberly?
We'll try.
Hey, let's get something out of the way, though, okay? I'm not a sports freak. I grew up in Boston, right? Pretty, depending on how you look at it, a pretty boring sports town.
How near you?
Well, think about something. Look, when I grew up in Boston, the Red Sox couldn't win a game if the other team didn't show up, okay? The Pats couldn't win a game if the other team didn't show up. And even allowed them to win the game. It didn't happen. So we threw them out. They started calling them the New England Patriots. Boston didn't even want them anymore. Let me see. The Celtics couldn't lose a game if they didn't show up. And the Bruins, they were the team to be. So it was an exciting game to watch, but you knew the Bruins were going to win all the time. You know what I'm saying? It just kind of sucked the life out of it, if you know what I mean. But I'm sure you don't agree.
Yeah,
By the way, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you out for some donuts. We'll see how we get along then. What do you think? Right?
Well, no. If anything, the only thing I ever buy is Munchkins for like an event or something. That's it. Not regular donuts.
All right. Anyway, let me see if I can get you to start climbing up the walls. Were you surprised by what came down today? I mean, didn't you expect something to come down against Hillary Clinton or not?
To be honest,
no, lie to me. Another one.
given her lifelong criminal career and how she has skated every time. Given the fact that Loretta Lynch met with her husband in an airplane, and given how corrupt the Obama administration is, to be honest with you, as much as deep down I want her to be indicted and be in prison where she belongs, I figured nothing was going to happen because...
Wow. You're a better person than I. I'm sitting here going, come on, give me a break. I don't know. I look at this, and I figured everybody was telling me something was going to come out of it. They didn't know exactly what. Even Comey today, in his first few minutes of his press conference, he was saying she did this wrong, she did that wrong, they handled this wrong, they handled that wrong. Oh, and by the way, we're going to let her go.
Comey actually laid out all the charges that she, all of the violations and laws that she broke, all the charges that could have been put against her, and then... Oh, but we're not going to do anything.
Because no prosecutor would take it. That's why.
That's a lie, and he's lying, because you don't have to prove intent. You only have to prove gross negligence.
Right.
He's lying. And I, to be honest with you, I think the reason he did that is because he's trying to send a message saying, yeah, we believe he's guilty, but the Obama administration won't prosecute her, so this is what we've had to come out with.
Okay, so I know this is going to tinge you, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Does this help Trump at all? Does this prove his point that they're so corrupt, that they're such a bunch of cronies, that the only way you're gonna fix this is to reach outside the group?
If he doesn't screw it up, yeah. But again, he's not outside the group, so I disagree with that. But yeah, he could totally use this to his advantage, because let's face reality. You know, one of the things Comey said is it wasn't intentional. Well, there's lots of people, regular Americans on a daily basis, who unintentionally break laws they don't even know exist, but they still get prosecuted and sentenced. You or I would already be in prison or on probation for this, as have other people been who did the same thing. But Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, nope, she gets the pass. Do you know that the least they would have done to her is at least deny her any security clearance, and now she's going to be... running for president? How can someone who wouldn't even be allowed a security clearance be president of the United States?
Yeah, this is really weird all the way around. Like I said, I have a very good friend in the FBI, and he was doing the same thing with me today, going, "Ugh, I just don't believe this went down the way it did." And there's a lot more to this story. I'll tell you about it later. You know, to read his words to me exactly.
Right.
You know.
Oh, and sure, there's a lot more, and I guarantee you, I wouldn't be surprised if Comey resigned shortly.
Interesting.
But there's so much evidence against her that it's unbelievable that this isn't going to be prosecuted. Like, seriously, any one of us would have been. Other people who have done the same thing literally unintentionally shared secret or classified information has been prosecuted
right.
for far less than what she did. She's the Secretary of State. There's no way she didn't know the rules and the laws. She did. So there's no excuse for her. You know, if a court won't excuse us as regular Americans for being ignorant of the law, they certainly can't excuse someone who was formerly a lawmaker.
No, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I've listened to her talk, and even when she's talked to some other people, and it's come out where she said point blank, well, the reason I didn't want people, you know, giving me a hard time about some of the emails I sent. She didn't want anybody digging into her emails. Why is that? And here's another thing I got to ask you. If everything is okay and she's basically done nothing wrong, well, why are we still waiting? What do we have to wait 27 months to get the rest of the emails? Why?
because that's the Clinton Foundation. You know, that's exactly it. And Comey didn't even bring up that. I don't even think they were investigating that. There is already proof that Clinton was pulling shady deals with foreign governments and the Clinton Foundation to do stuff in the United States, and she was using her role as the Secretary of State to do so. I mean, what the hell are these people thinking?
You're giving them credit. Seriously? You're giving them credit for thinking again. What's wrong with you?
This is the most corrupt federal government in United States history. It really seriously is. And Democrats built that.
I'm feeling again like I felt back in when I lived in Boston. You know, you've got the thugs back there, you've got the mafia back there, the certain way of doing business, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it because everybody's in on it. So it doesn't matter what the laws are; it only matters what the mafia guys want. And this is kind of the same thing. Only this is on such a larger scale. It's very frustrating. It has to be. It was frustrating for the business owners back in the 70s when they were doing this stuff. I can only imagine what it's like now for people.
Exactly. And this is supposed to be a government of and by and for the people. It's not.
Yeah, that hasn't been like for years, lady. You know,
No.
Yeah.
It's not. There are overlords. You know, I wrote a blog the other day, happy Independence Day, America, you blew it.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to hold that. We got to go for a quick break, and we'll talk about your overlord story in a second. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, we'll be back more with Kimberly Marin right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. Always a pleasure. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. And yes, that's a real word. Get over yourself. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I want to get back to Kimberly Morin is with me as she comes on the show from time to time, and I always appreciate her time with me. And I liked winding her up before I actually got her on the show tonight, so that was kind of cool. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get right to it. You started to tell the story about the our overlords, your overlords piece on Independence Day. I refuse to call it, by the way, Happy Fourth. It demeans the day so much. And it irritates me to no end. You know, it is Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. Forget the 4th.
Yeah, the 4th is just a date. You don't say happy 25th for Christmas.
Or Merry. Yeah. On my birthday, my wife doesn't say happy 23rd. I won't tell you what month, but, you know.
You don't say happy January 1st. You say happy New Year.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. With you on that.
And we demean this to no end. And then I'll tell you the other thing that irritated the crud out of me, and actually Tammy catches this stuff because she does it more than I do, but Google, I mean, this communist company that we just love so much and love to use so much, okay? I mean, these guys here, right, they gave virtually no real acknowledgement to Independence Day. They had, a bunch of stars in a park that were having a picnic.
Really?
Oh, on top of a flag. That was it, yeah. She posted the picture. It was outrageous. What else? There was another one, too, they recently did that was disgusting as well. Anyway.
They don't want people to know. You know, most people probably don't even know why the Revolutionary War was started. Most people probably don't know that the British, it was a multitude of things, but the British were trying to take away our guns.
Yeah.
And they had set up military forces in Boston.
Yep.
So, well, most people don't even know why the revolution really began. And part of it was because of gun control. Because they wanted to disarm us, because they knew if we were armed, we could fight back against their tyranny. Most people don't know that. That's the freaking reality, people. That is what happened. And now here we have, and I found out this the day before Independence Day, Justin Amash. Well, you know, informed people, House Republicans are pushing another gun control bill that, you know, infringes upon First, Second, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments. You know, the
right.
If you're on a government secret list, you're not going to be able to buy a firearm. So, this is a list that nobody knows how they get on it. You can't get off it.
So the but are the bills they pushing going to allow you to appeal this in some way, shape, manner, or form, or not?
I'll tell you why
I ask. Okay.
Yeah, I think it does, but I don't even care. You're on some list and they're taking your rights away. They're saying you're guilty before you're innocent. That is against the due process we have protected in our Bill of Rights.
I hear you. My question to you, though, is, you know, like the fellow that that shot up Orlando, right? I mean, all right, so you got concerns. You know, the FBI's been called in. They've interviewed him 3 or 4 times. Is there any process you see as working in a situation like this that would keep us safer?
What's going to keep us safer? Do you think if they can't legally buy a gun, they're not just going to go illegally buy it?
Oh, no question.
Or how about the pressure cookers? Or how about box cutters?
We could ban all of those, and we could do background checks on those. What do you think?
Well, yeah, let's just do background checks on everything. Well, except, of course, Hillary Clinton. But, you know, let's just do background checks on everything. So then the government can decide what you're able to buy. I mean, you know, one of the things, the wording in this is, if someone is a known terrorist, as being investigated as a known or suspected terrorist, if they're a known terrorist, why the hell aren't they being prosecuted? I think, seriously, that's how bad these lists are. This is a complete, and this is what kills me, Joe, is regular people think, you know what? It's not going to affect me. Even though they're infringing upon their rights, they think, oh, it's not going to affect me, so I'm not even going to worry about it. I don't care. Go ahead and do it.
Oh, no.
But it could possibly affect them. And it is an infringement upon everyone's rights, not just the people you think you don't like. It's an infringement upon every right.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, can you imagine the people on lists in this Obama administration? Holy moly, I can't even imagine.
Oh, any one of them, when you get on that enemies list, it's all over now, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it, you're pretty much done at that point in time. So,
yeah. So
for me, you know, I look at this stuff, and the other thing I'd say, like I said to Tammy one day, I said, look, there are people I look at that we both know. Because they go from zero to kill somebody in about 60 seconds. You know, how do we stay safe from those kind of people? How do we make sure that, if you see something, say something, how do we make sure the government moves on it?
We can't, because this Obama administration is coddling Islam. They have backed off on prosecuting or investigating potential Islamic terrorists because, Islam. Come on, let's face it. Nidal Hassan, they knew all about this guy. They did nothing because he was Muslim. They knew. They should have done more about the San Bernardino terrorist wife, but they didn't bother checking basic stuff like social media, which your own freaking employers do now. But he's Muslim. So, no, they'd rather coddle Islam and keep America dangerous and then infringe upon Americans' rights.
Yeah.
That's what their excuse is.
Oh, I love this stuff. I actually personally believe this stuff is hilarious. When you know, you've obviously, knowing you, you've obviously already gone through all the California laws, the new gun laws coming into effect. I mean, some of the dumbest things you've ever seen or I've ever seen when it comes to trying to keep people safe. Again, you can't buy any excuse me, I know how you like the term. You can't buy any magazines that'll hold more than 10 rounds. What else is it? Now you're going to have a background check each and every time you go to buy ammunition. So they're not going to limit how much ammunition you buy. You just have to get it checked every time.
No, but they're setting up a database of all people who buy ammunition.
Yep.
I mean, okay, this is something people need to understand. Gun control has absolutely nothing to do with safety. It never has. It never will. Gun control is about control. It doesn't do anything to stop criminals, because if a criminal wants to commit a crime, if they can't get a gun legally, they'll get one illegally. If they can't get one illegally, they'll use some other form of weapon. Gun control has nothing to do with safety. It's only about control. No, not one gun control law that has ever been put into place has been for safety. Not one. Original gun control laws were put into place by white, racist Democrats to stop black and other migrants that would have come over here from actually concealed carrying or have even owning a firearm if they could. That's why it was originally put into place. It was never, ever, ever an issue of safety. Ever. And it never will be.
Yep.
Not in a million years.
No,
I
hear you. I mean, those people on the, especially the people, the progressive left now, you know, they the way they see it is you do away with the guns, that's how you keep everybody safe. And you and I have joked about this. I've actually joked with a couple of people. I know it's a serious matter, but I always say the same thing. I don't care. Go ahead and lock everybody's gun down. Take them all away. What do I care? Because I know exactly where I'm going to go get me a cup of coffee, two cannolis, and two 9mm. All at the same time, right? And if they really believe that that's going to keep people safe, they're out of their minds. I've talked to a couple of L.A. cops who say, you know, they know so many people who are carrying without a, you know, concealed carry permit, they don't even bother with them. You know what I'm saying? Because they'd fill the jails up with these people, and they know what's going on out there.
So yeah.
You can't control it that way. It just won't. Look at all the laws we already have in the books that people aren't living by. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. They prosecute what they as they see fit. I mean, they don't prosecute to the fullest extent of the law today. Obama let some guy off. The Obama administration pushed for some guy to get a life sentence who was a gun trafficker. Oh, because he seemed like he was going to be turned his life around and whatever. Really? Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy down the street who never committed any crime but filled out a 4470 form, which is, you know, to get the background check so when you buy a firearm, he didn't know that a crime he committed 20 years ago that was a misdemeanor but not a felony, but had a sentence that was over a year, made him a prohibited person. You know what? The Brady Bill is ridiculous. The NICS background check is ridiculous. None of these things do anything except for infringe upon law-abiding American rights.
Yeah, it's really funny because when you ask them point blank, tell me, and we got to go to a break, but it's a good question. Tell me, give me one thing in one of these laws that'll keep somebody from getting, that would have kept anybody from getting hurt in the last, you know, 10 of these outbreaks. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back more with Kimberly Moran right after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Probably because you're Irish, too. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. The news out today is they got away with it again. Seriously, head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Check out the polls. All kinds of stuff going on up there. But mostly, you got to read my latest piece, okay? Because the latest piece, I call out all that, you know, I tell you how dangerous it is to have anything to do with the Clintons. You may even not want to be their maid. You know what I'm saying? Or their driver. Or, you know, can you imagine you're a chauffeur for a limousine service and say, hey, head up to the Clintons' house. You go, no, I can't. I got 4 flat tires. I think somebody put sugar in the gas tank, and I'm not feeling very well. You'll have to send somebody else. That should be your standard answer. Because, as my youngest son used to say, being involved with them, you might get dead. You know what I'm saying? It just, this doesn't work out well for you. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does from time to time. I always enjoy having her with me. Kimberly, tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can find your writings and that kind of stuff.
I am on Twitter at ConservativeIND. I'm at the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, Same Page Nation. Examiner's actually going away, so I won't be there anymore. I'm looking for a new home for local New Hampshire politics.
Wow.
And Guernsey, of course.
The Examiner, is that a newspaper?
It is, and it's nationwide, but I got an email today that they are closing down.
Wow. Yeah, newspapers are going by the wayside, aren't they? Even in the smaller states, smaller areas that very much rely on newspaper for local news.
Yeah. Well, this is a nationwide online only. I just don't think they probably, I don't know what the reason is. I've been writing for them for 7 years. One of the only reasons I wrote for them is because I got into the news, you know, it was news that way. A blog is not typical news.
Right.
But we'll see. I'm looking for other homes in New Hampshire. I think I might find one. but I wanted to make one comment because I wrote this and I said this the other day and a lot of people caught on to it and agreed. You know, the only difference between 1776 and 2016 is the tyrants are now in D.C.
That's true. That's very true. Yep. You know, and they're all above us. You ever notice? They're all above us.
They know what's best.
Yeah. You know, somebody sent me during the break, I get people send me emails and such, and one of them sent me a link to a story about Uma Abedin. And she openly admitted that Clinton burned her schedules. So after they, you know, a couple days after things would take place or meetings would take place, she'd physically burn the schedule. First of all, who in their right mind burns their schedules? Number two is who in their right mind burns their schedule? I mean, who do you know in their right mind that says, okay, you know, every week when we're done with our meetings and such, we're gonna take all the paper out of the book and we're gonna burn it in the fireplace. Unless you're hiding something, right?
Right. Yeah. There's no reason, and especially since that is information that's subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah. And she has said over and over and over again that she doesn't want anybody to have access to any of her info, to turn it, whether it's good or bad, to turn it on her.
You know, it's amazing that the Obama administration is probably the most untransparent in DEC ever, even more so than the Clintons were back in the 90s. But imagine if Hillary Clinton is president, how untransparent and just closed off information is going to be coming from the government. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right.
And this is our government that... Ooh, I almost said a really bad word.
Yeah.
That's what these people don't understand. They are our servants. We are not theirs.
No.
They serve us.
Listen to them.
We don't serve them.
Listen to them talk. They know better than us. They know the system better than us. They know what's better for us. Just let them do their jobs. Leave them alone. And this is the attitude you get from them, don't you? I mean, and it's blatant. It's not hidden. It's blatant.
Oh, I know. And that's what really aggravates me about Americans is there's way more of us than there are of them. There's over 300 million Americans. There's 100 senators and however many 300 something representatives, right? Whatever the number is.
Yeah.
Why are we putting up with this crap? Why? Because most Americans are too busy watching Kim Kardashian's big arse instead of paying attention to what's going on in politics.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we talk about this a lot. We don't talk about her butt a lot, but we talk about how people like that, when you have, if you've ever watched Mark Dice or Jesse Waters or those guys, amazing how the millennials, the young people, can tell you from the back the names of those people, the names of, you know, who's America's whatever, best singer or what have you, can't tell you who the VP is. They can't tell you anything about Hillary. Right. It's just amazing.
And I blame that on public education and the media. Those two are to blame.
Okay, but wait a minute. I'm going to think, what about parents? What about family? I mean,
parents too. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Parents as well. But it starts off when they're teaching Howard Zinn, who was a left-wing Marxist tool, when they're teaching his version of history in public school, we have a problem. So our schools have been destroyed. Parents aren't making up for it because parents don't know what's going on in schools. Even parents might not know the truth. And then you have the media who's complicit, who is nothing but a left-wing arm for the Democrat Party.
Oh, no question.
They're a problem.
Yeah, no question.
They don't tell the truth.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's why I put a lot of the emphasis on the parents. Tammy and I used to wait. You know, the kids would come home. We would talk to them about what happened in school, what they were learning. We'd throw little things at them and what have you. And if there was something that was off, if there was something that we knew that they were being taught that was incorrect, we would correct it. We would work on it with them. Now, I'm sorry that some of you parents have to work 2 and 3 jobs. I get it. But you're working 2 or 3 jobs because the parents before you put people like Barack Obama in place. All right? You wouldn't have to work 2 or 3 jobs if you had people with a half a mind. And I'm not suggesting that only Republicans have a half a mind because you see what these morons are doing, you know, up there in the legislature. So I don't know. After today, I'm sitting here going, okay, where do we turn? What's the recourse? Who do we go to? We got nothing.
We don't. I agree. We've got nothing. You know, to be honest, I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm like, you know, within the next 10 years, there's probably going to be a revolution. If not, we're just going to be an oppressed, tyrannical, live under an oppressed, tyrannical government, and we'll get what we deserve.
When you've got Putin surprised, right, at what's going on in this country, and you know he is. You listen to what his speeches and the things he said. He's sitting back going, oh, my God, you are handing this to me. Is he not?
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, and you know what the sad thing is? So many people are going to be, oh, my gosh, what's going on? What happened? I didn't know this was happening. Yeah, that's because you didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
All you have to even do is pay attention to the past 8 years, and you could figure out what was going on.
Why would you?
And believe me, this isn't just Obama. This is a culmination.
Yeah. But I'm with you on the, we've talked about this before, the Democrat thing. I've had Democrats come up and ask me, because I'm a school board member, and I know they're Democrats because we've had our conversations, how do I fix this bathroom bill? Like, you can't. You can't do it because you've already put them in place. The cracks in the dam are already there. You got to tear the dam down and rebuild it to fix it properly. And you're not willing to do that. You're not willing to vote out the morons to fix it. And the proof is that we got a bunch of those morons that have been there over 30 years.
Oh, my God. That's all over the country, too. That's the sad part, Joe. That's the truly sad part. It really starts at the local level. We can't make much of a difference at the federal, but if we can make a difference at the local, get people educated, get rid of the crap at the local level, then push, you know, that constitutionalism and that for the people government will push up to the federal level, right? I always look at it that way because I started out working on federal, then I switched to local. And you can make more of a difference at the local level. When you have people who continually vote against their own interests, whether it's for Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't serve a purpose. It's just the same circular firing squad. And when I say firing squad, I mean at the people over and over again.
Yeah, well, they see us as not smart. See, they see us as smart enough during election season to vote for them. But then once they get in, they don't see us smart enough to tell them what to do. And I keep telling people, you realize this is a representative government. They're supposed to be doing what we want them to do, not what they want them to do. And the way you fix that, and see, I don't believe you have to vote them all out. And we're so stubborn as Republicans, I mean, I'm already going down this road, that even, what was it, back, we got spanked in the day of George Bush. Even when they wouldn't make changes that the people wanted, they beat the crap out of us, and we lost the 2 houses back then. People need to wake up and figure this out.
I don't think they can, and I think one of the problems is, and I've said this on your show before, is both parties look like they're basically one now.
Yeah, that's right. That's very right. So, yep.
They really do, especially to all of us independents who don't belong to a political party and have had it because neither represent us.
No, very few up there represent us today. You're exactly right. Hey, we're up against it. You gotta tell people where they can find you again, and don't give them the whole list. There's gotta be a place they can go and help you out.
Just go to Twitter, Conservative ID. Check me out. Hit me up. Say hi.
And then you got a show that's once a week also, or no?
Oh yeah, on Gerard at Large Monday mornings at 8:20.
I do this radio show. Yeah, kind of. So thanks, Kimberly. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Next hour, first thing we're going to talk about is movies you couldn't make today. No, seriously. I mean, we're so politically correct. You got to watch what you say. Blazing Saddles would be one of them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side of GCN. We'll be back in a minute. You there?